Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
So I made a bit of a mistake yesterday that worked out in somebody else's favor. Let's say hello to Alyssa, who is in Roscoe Village. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so are you a nurse?
I am. Okay. I am the charge nurse, actually. That was the ICU.
Oh, wait. So you're the nurse that, like, on Grey's Anatomy or in the pit, you're, like, the one that's in charge of everything, and all the doctors are like, you better respect her.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, first off, thank you for doing what you do, you and your fellow nurses.
Yes.
Secondly, so yesterday I ordered Starbucks for the three of us, and it was supposed to go to the Aeon Center Starbucks here downtown, but I sent it to my neighborhood one, Roscoe Village.
But, you know, there are no mistakes, just happy accidents.
Well, and these things happen. This has happened before where I've ordered something to the wrong place, and I know that generally it'll sit there on the counter until somebody throws it away. So we got on the radio and said, hey, if anybody wants some free stuff, go get it. Alyssa went and got it. All the stuff that was for John M. They didn't give you any kind of hard time, right?
Oh, no. They didn't even pay attention. Yeah.
I didn't think so.
In fact, she took everyone's order and walked away.
You know what? It's a Starbucks at 6 something in the morning. They're probably plenty busy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we wanted is for you to rank and review our orders. So, okay. The food, the drinks, did you enjoy? Because this is random stuff that you're picking up here. This isn't like something that you chose.
Right.
Well, let's start off by telling the people what we ordered.
Yes. I got a matcha.
Okay, what'd you get, Carla?
I got a vanilla sweet cream cold brew with 3/4 cream and an extra splash of vanilla.
Now, it's very milky drink. Her drink has very little coffee in it. I got the iced coffee with cream, so it was just straight up iced coffee with half and half in it. And what I do, because Starbucks doesn't do sweet and low, I put sweet and low in it. But you obviously didn't have that with you, because I carry, like a little old lady, I carry little packets of sweet and low with me everywhere I go.
He has a box.
Yeah, and then Carla and Ahmad both got food. You got the slow roasted ham, egg, and cheese. Right?
Yeah, double smoked bacon cheddar and
egg. And then Ahmad, you got the feta and spinach.
Feta, spinach, egg white wrap.
All right. Review our choices, please.
Okay. So I did give them out to the nurses I was working with, so I did take notes. Elizabeth got Carla's cold brew, and she said it was good, and normally she would rate it an 8 out of 10, but because it was free, it was an 11 out of 10.
Oh, nice.
All right. Nice. Okay.
Sam got Ahmad's matcha latte, and she said it was like the perfect amount of sweets and caffeine because she'll get like over caffeinated at work and get anxious. So she was like, it was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I like matcha.
Yeah, so then you ended up with my iced coffee.
I did. So it tastes like the coffee I get out of my coffee machine at work.
She said it was familiar.
She said I could have got this at the office.
Yeah, it gets the job done. So,
what would you rank that?
Like on a 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Like a 5 out of 10, middle of the road.
All right.
Okay. So Ahmad and I got amazing, perfect 11 out of 10.
Let me tell you how wonderful that iced coffee would have been if you'd had my little packet of sweet and low.
Mm.
Just so you know.
That's what it was missing.
Okay. Yeah, it was missing the sweet and low. So,
missing artificial sugar.
Yeah, missing my artificial chemicals that I put into my drink every single day and that I carry. Yeah. I have sweet and low in my car. I have sweet and low in my wife's car. My backpack, my wife's purse. It's everywhere we go.
Oh, you have a problem.
I do. I have a caffeine problem. Yesterday, I was thinking about, I was out of Coke Zero at home, and I was like, how am I going to get some Coke Zero? I was like, do I go to 7-Eleven and just get it? might be a little bit of a problem. Anyway, glad you guys got that. And then you took it all the way to Evanston, so I'm sure it was all, the ice had melted and everything.
Nice and watery.
Was the food still good?
The food was still good. You know, we got a microwave in the break room, so we just threw it in the microwave, and it was perfect.
How long is your commute to Evanston?
You know, in the morning when it's that early, it's like 25 to 30.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
Do you just shoot up Western?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was on Western in school when I heard it, and I was like,
I'm going back. Oh, I love it. cool.
Just a quick U-turn.
Well, how about that? Another Roscoe Villager. So I'm glad that you enjoyed that coffee. We'll see you at the Burger Fest this weekend, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there.
Nice. On Saturday, I'm going to be one of the burger judges. So you can come by and say hi.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a wonderful day. And thank you for waking up on your day off to review our stupid Starbucks orders.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me on. And all thank right. you for the free coffee.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
We got you, Queen.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
And by we, mean Moog.
Moog, yeah.
Moog and his mistakes.
Happy accidents, right?
Yes.
Isn't that a Bob Ross thing?
It is.
All right. There we go. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, The Rhythm of Chicago.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.